Hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live. Something on your mind today? Let's talk about it, like right now. 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And Bob, it was a great time around Thanksgiving at my house. I hope it was at yours, too. A great God to give thanks to, and lots of great family around, and great food, and a great win for the Dallas Cowboys. A little sports talk here. So
that's
get
right.
Much better than that.
We're always thankful for those wins around here in the Dallas area.
Yeah.
But yes, as believers in Christ, we have so much to be thankful for as far as our relationship with Christ, the fact that our sins have been forgiven, that we're righteous, that we have a new identity, we're new creatures, and the fact that Christ is our life. When we receive Jesus, we receive him. He comes to live inside of us. And as Paul wrote in Colossians chapter 3, he is now our life. So we live by faith in him, and he lives his life through us. That's how this Christian life is really supposed to work. And I think that really is one of the missing components in the church today, as far as the teaching that is out there, is the lack of emphasis of the resurrected Christ living his life in and through us. And what faith really is, the faith is pathway for Christ to live his life through us.
Right.
Paul talks a lot about that in the book of Colossians, and I love how he starts out this letter in verse 3 of chapter 1. He says this: "We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I love that. Paul, in every letter, is thanking God for something on behalf of the people that he's writing to, and this is no exception. So Paul is thanking God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he prays for the Colossians, and he says this is the reason he gives thanks: "Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints because of the hope laid up for you in heaven." So there's the Christian life as far as we're concerned: faith, hope, and love. It's anchored in hope. It is lived out in faith. It's expressed in love one to another. Mm-hmm. That's the Christian life. And he goes on to say, "Of this you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing." So wherever this gospel goes forth, it bears fruit and it grows. Something happens in the lives of the hearers, those who respond and receive. This seed of Christ is planted in them, and he starts to blossom in and through their very lives. And that's the power of the good news of Jesus Christ. So in this whole world, it's bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. Mm-hmm. So Epaphras was the one who took the gospel into the city of Colossae. And he told them the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. As people received it, they had faith in God. They had a hope that anchored them. And they began to express that faith in Jesus Christ in love one toward another. So that was the fruit of the gospel. So it was bearing fruit in the lives of the Colossians, as it was in every other part of the world that gospel had gone to. And that's the way it is today. Whenever the gospel is heard and received and believed, things happen.
Sure.
Good things happen.
Yeah.
And when we ask you, for example, to support Basic Gospel, that's what we're asking you to invest in: the power of the gospel to bear fruit in the lives of the hearers and receivers.
Yes.
That's what we're asking you to invest in, and we can't think of a better investment than that. It certainly will reap eternal rewards.
Indeed.
Eternal benefits. And as Paul writes in numerous places in his letters, it will bring about thanksgiving in the heart of those who receive.
Absolutely.
So that's what this good news is all about. Mm-hmm. It's learning the truth of the grace of God that's been delivered to us in Jesus Christ. That's what bears fruit.
Yes, indeed. And Bob, you just laid out the reasons that our listeners support this ministry, and many of you hear the broadcast and have yet to do so. We want you to join us as well. Become a partner with us. Only about 4 days left before the end of November, and we need your help to keep the momentum going and to continue to stay on the air to proclaim this good news every day of the broadcast, well, every broadcast day. And when you make your November gift, be sure to request your copy of Bob's message, Everything You Need for Life and Godliness. It's just our way, one way to say thanks for your support. And you'll find ways to make your gift when you visit our website, basicgospel.net, or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Anyway's a good way, and we would love for you to partner with us. Bob, did you have something to add there?
Well, I sure do. Tomorrow is a special day on the calendar in this holiday season.
Yes,
so we have
true.
Thanksgiving on Thursday, mm-hmm. and then Black Friday, and then Small Business Saturday, and today is Cyber Monday, yeah. and then tomorrow is Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird we put giving at the end of
right,
this
yeah.
of this frenzied holiday season. But there's going to be lots of people that are going to participate in Giving Tuesday, mm-hmm. giving to their favorite causes, their favorite charities. And we certainly want our listeners to think about Basic Gospel. As we said, there's no greater investment than in the power of the gospel to change lives. And so we ask you to give generously to support this work. But you don't have to wait until tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
If God is moving you to give, if the grace of God is working in your life to give and share of your resources, we ask you to make a generous contribution today.
Yeah.
And all the information on how you can do that is available online at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Give generously to deliver the good news to as many people as possible through this Basic Gospel broadcast.
Once again, you can find all the ways to give when you visit the website basicgospel.net, or you can give in Canada at basicgospel.net/Canada. Now, I know that over the Thanksgiving weekend, you've had conversations with family members or close friends about things of the gospel, and perhaps questions came up. This is a good time for you to jump in here and discuss them with Bob Christopher and me right here at Basic Gospel. If you're hearing the live broadcast, it's about 7 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time, and if you're hearing it at that time, this is the live broadcast. Otherwise, you can call 844-322-2742 and leave your question by voicemail. But that number's active and live right now. We would love to hear from you, 844-322-2742. In the meantime, a question from David, kind of a two-part question. He says, can you please provide some insight on the idea that we follow Paul, not Christ, that Paul's gospel is all we should read, that the other apostles have nothing to say to us, or that their wisdom is there's no wisdom in their letters? And the second part of that also, why do some people worship the King James Version? And David closes in saying, thank you for your continuous seeking and proclaiming the truth in Christ that sets us free.
Well, thanks, David, for sending that to us via Facebook, and we certainly appreciate all those who are watching us there at Facebook, our Facebook Live feed. And so David wants to know why we follow Paul, not Christ.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a ludicrous notion. We don't follow Paul. We may really emphasize his teachings, mm-hmm. But his teachings are explaining in full the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So he says we preach Christ, Christ crucified. We preach the resurrection of Christ. If Christ has not been raised, then we're all, helpless and hopeless, mm-hmm. and still in our sins and that sort of thing. So he is preaching the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He's laying the foundation of Christ Jesus for all of us. That was his mission. That was his purpose. As he said, he was a minister of reconciliation, yeah. And begging for us to be reconciled to God. He was a minister of the new covenant. And that new covenant is a covenant of life. That's the gospel. So when Paul writes, he's fully explaining what Christ did for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. So we get a fuller explanation. We also get a full explanation of the body, mm-hmm. The fact that the body is made up of both Jew and Gentile, that Jesus broke down that wall of hostility that stood between the two groups, mm-hmm. and he is bringing us together as one new man in Jesus. That's something that Paul really explains to us. So we get a lot of insight, a lot of truth, a lot of doctrine that shapes who we are individually as believers in Christ and who we are as a corporate body of believers as the Church of Jesus Christ. But that doesn't mean that the other writers of the New Testament don't have things to say to us as
absolutely.
Well. I think we'll all agree here at Basic Gospel that the book of Hebrews is one of our favorites.
Mm-hmm.
That's a book written to Hebrews, not necessarily to Gentiles.
Yeah.
But yet, when we read it, when we really look into the depths of what the writer is explaining to us, boy, do we ever get a marvelous, magnificent view of Jesus. We see him exalted in such a wonderful, powerful way. And so that's a favorite book, the book of Hebrews. Peter echoes a lot of the same things that Paul does. For example, in Galatians 5, Paul is talking about walking in the Spirit. He's talking about do not use your freedom as an opportunity to indulge the flesh, but rather serve one another in love. Well, Peter echoes that same thing in chapter 4 of his first letter. Paul in Ephesians 1 says, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Well, what does Peter say to us? Well, in his second letter, he says that we have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. So these two are echoing the same truth, explaining the same truth that has been brought forth to us in the person of Christ Jesus. But our Savior, our Lord, our God is Jesus Christ himself. These men, Paul and Peter and James and John, all of these folks are merely servants trying to point us to a relationship with Jesus Christ. So to say you follow Paul, you're missing the boat.
Yeah.
You're missing what this gospel is all about. Matter of fact, Paul chastised the Corinthians for that very thought.
Yes, he did.
Some were following Peter, some were following Paul, some were following Apollos, and then there was the self-righteous, sanctimonious group that said, oh, we just follow Jesus. But we have to realize Jesus is our life. That's the good news of the gospel. Jesus is our life. He has come to live inside of us, and that we share his life together. And these were simply men who point us to that relationship with him as teachers are today.
Yeah, absolutely. David,
yeah.
Thank you for your question.
Well, he had another aspect of it. He
yes.
says, why do some people worship the King James version? And well, if they're worshiping it, their worship is in the wrong place.
Absolutely.
That would be idolatry. If you worship a translation and you exalt that over the person of Jesus Christ, then you're committing the sin of idolatry. You violated commandment number one. Mm-hmm. So the Bible, no translation is worthy of our worship. It's the author of the Bible, the Word himself, Jesus Christ, that is the one that is worthy of worship.
Yeah.
So a translation and the Bible itself is there to point us to Jesus. This Bible is God's testimony concerning the Son. As John wrote in his letter or in his gospel account, he says there's all of this that's been written about Jesus, and it's been written about Jesus so that you can know that he is the Son of God, and so that you can receive him, and in doing, you can have life in his name. That's the purpose of the Bible, so that we could see Jesus for who he is, believe in Jesus, receive Jesus, and have life in his name. So we're not to worship at any translation. Some think the King James is what Paul actually had wrote in, yeah. back in the day, but that's not the case. It's just a translation like all of them.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Well, again, David, thank you for writing to us. We love hearing from you. Friends, if you have a question and can't get to us while we're actually on the air live, you can drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to address it on the broadcast. So give us a call, 844-322-2742, or drop that email to bob@basicgospel.net. Bob?
Well, we have a question from one of our YouTube followers,
right.
and so we're going to answer that. It's this: what exactly is the solid food mentioned in Hebrews 5:12-14, and how do we know when we're mature? That's a great question. And, you know, the writer of Hebrews tells us to keep our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll know our faith is maturing by how we react and respond in circumstances. James talked about it. Count it all joy when you go through various trials, because in doing so, you're going to see your faith mature
right.
in the Lord. You're going to recognize that He's all sufficient. So what happens as far as faith is concerned in us, faith is that reliance, that trust in the resurrected Christ. And so we grow in dependence upon Him. We think independence is kind of a sign of maturity, and certainly when we're raising our kids, we want to raise independent kids. We want them to become independent adults, where they're not just always dependent upon you and coming to you for all things.
Especially financially.
That's exactly right. But as far as our relationship with Christ is concerned, we're going to grow in dependence upon Him. That's what faith is all about. It has that aspect of dependence kind of written into the fabric of faith itself. So as we mature, we're going to grow in our dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to come to this understanding, this really clear understanding and awareness that apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we learn through trials and tribulations? Well, a lot of times when those trials and tribulations come our way, we try to handle it on our own. And we realize that we don't do a very good job. And at the end, when we've compounded the problem, we cry out to God for help.
Mm-hmm.
And as we learn to depend and trust, we see the wisdom that He provides, and we start stepping out on that wisdom. That's what faith is all about. That's what that dependence is all about. And so we'll continue to realize that God's grace is sufficient in the next trial that comes our way. We're going to see we're more prone to start that trial with dependence upon the Lord instead of trying to handle it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what a maturing faith looks like. And so as the writer of Hebrews says, with that, we will be able to discern and to practice this righteous life that God has given to us in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
There's lots of folks that are stymied in their relationship with Christ. They see no growth whatsoever. They don't see the qualities and characteristics of Christ's life coming through them. And the reason is because they've never rested in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And so we need to rest, and out of that rest, out from that place of rest, comes growth in the Lord.
Indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. Richard Piper's away. My name is Bob Davis, but we're glad that you're here today. We still have open lines at 844-322-2742, and we'd love to hear from you. Just a quick note, John Andrews is a good friend of ours through the ministry. I've been so for a long time. He's the author of the Outlaw Preacher series of novels, and after reading Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, he said it's poignant, compelling, and it's everything you need to know about the grace of God. And if you'd like to also find out how the Christian life is really supposed to work, you can order your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace today, and you'll find it at basicgospel.net. Right at the top of the page, there's a prominent link right under the Israel 2019 banner. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace by Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We appreciate that. And John, thank you so much for those kind words.
Yeah.
Let's go now to Marietta, Georgia, and talk to Don, listening to us on WDWD. Hi, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, guys. Hey. And Bob, I want to make a double plug for the book. Man, I keep it right beside my recliner, and I read it every day. Great little book, man. You guys teach the unadulterated gospel every day, and you hit it nine ways to Sunday. And my comment is
I love that.
You know,
Thank you. Every
aberrant group, and we don't want to pick on anybody, but you know what? Jude told us to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. And when you're adding Sabbath keeping, or you're adding baptism, or you're adding only reading a certain Bible translation, or you're adding kingdom preaching, or you're preaching a, quote, restored gospel with a different Jesus, or anything else, you're doing, I believe, what Paul very clearly said to the Galatians. You're perverting the gospel of Christ. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that came with a double anathema, a curse. Don't even think about doing this. You know, don't even think about anything outside of faith alone in Christ alone. And just like to get y'all's comment on that, please.
Well, Don, thank you. And we appreciate your kind words and always love hearing from you, especially knowing that you're from Marietta, Georgia, my old stomping ground. So, so that's great to hear from you. But yeah, it's only the gospel of grace that is going to bear fruit in the lives of people. We just aren't willing to buy into that. I mean, so many people aren't willing to buy into that. They think we need to add stuff to really produce the fruit that we're looking for. But that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says Absolutely. It's the grace of God that bears the fruit of faith, hope, and love in our lives. There's no other way for us to have faith, hope, and love apart from God's grace. So I love how the Bible begins, in the beginning, God. I love how it ends, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with his people. Amen. And so it's a story of God revealing himself to us in the person of Christ Jesus. That's grace. That's what grace is all about. And when we receive it, things happen inside of us. We're changed on the inside, and then that change begins to manifest itself on the outside. It's an inside-out process. And there's no other way for that process to take place apart from the grace of God. It's just not going to happen. So we can add all these things, and we can do all of that, but what we're actually doing when we try to add something to the story of Jesus, we are taking away from the story of Jesus. We're subtracting by addition, and we got to learn that that's not good math. That's not the way to handle things. So, if we're going to be worth our salt, if we're going to be salt in this world, then we have to bring the flavor of God's grace, because that's the only thing that's going to make a difference in a person's life. And so that's why we're committed and devoted to proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, of testifying to the grace of God that has been poured out through to us in Christ's death, his burial, and his resurrection. Yeah. So, Don, thank you so much for your great comments.
Keep it up.
We sure appreciate it, my friend.
Yeah.
You too.
Take care, Don.
All right,
thank
bye-bye.
As Bob alluded to earlier in the broadcast, we are streaming live video Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Central Time on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. We'd love for you to take advantage of that. Well, we're out of time just about already, and thanks for being with us today, everybody. Please remember Basic Gospel in your giving to support the work of Christ Jesus. We're closing in on the end of November, but there's still time to make your gift and request your copy of Bob Christopher's excellent message, Everything You Need for Life and Godliness. You'll find all the ways to make that gift when you visit basicgospel.net, or in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Keep in mind, too, that the 24-hour listener line is there for you. Give it a ring at 844-322-2742 and leave your question by voicemail. We'll answer it on the air. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or simply drop an email to bob@basicgospel.net. Again, that's bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team here at Basic Gospel, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.